afternoon, boys and girls. My name is Rebecca, and today I want to welcome you behind the wall. It's always good to spend time with friends, and you're our friends, so we thank God that you're here. Now, the last time we were together, we talked about fear, and we learned that the solution to fear is to trust God instead. Our Bible verse last time was Psalm 56, verse 3, which says, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee." I hope you're able to say that with me. Now, today, behind the wall, I have a very excited friend who wants to meet you. Come on up, Buster.
Hi, everybody. I am Buster Bear.
Thanks,
hey, Rebecca.
Thanks for joining me today, Buster.
Thank you for having me.
Before we tell you what our topic is for today, I want to ask you a question to get you thinking, because today's topic is one that, again, we've probably all experienced at some point.
I wonder, is it losing your stuffing because it happens to me every now and then? Or maybe your claws aren't as sharp as they used to be.
No, Buster. This is something that the kids and people go through, not bears.
I know. I've heard of this. It's a thing called cauliflower. Apparently, it's the worst of all flowers. Doesn't taste good.
No, it's not even whenever the kids get cauliflower. And for the record, cauliflower is not a flower. It's a vegetable. And you are getting us off topic, sir. Today, boys and girls, we want to talk about something more serious than cauliflower. Today, I want to talk to you about losing friends and how it feels to be lonely.
You can lose friends? Like they get lost and don't know where they are?
Not lost in that sense, Buster.
Oh.
Let me ask the kids. Boys and girls, have you ever lost a friend? How did it feel when that friend wasn't there anymore? You can take a second. You can pause the video. We're going to put a screen up with a couple of questions that I want you to talk over with your mom and dad. And we'll be back in a second. So, we're back. I wonder what you guys talked about. I wonder what your experiences have been. Did you ever have a friend that you thought would never leave, and suddenly they're not there anymore? For some reason or another, they had to go away?
Maybe they had to move away?
Maybe. Maybe they had to go to a different school. Maybe they're going to a different church, and you don't see them as much anymore. Maybe you had a falling out. Perhaps they did something or said something that hurt your feelings, and now you're not close anymore. Boys and girls, whatever the reason is, the feeling is still the same. It's really hard to lose friends, because it's hard to lose someone that was so close to us, now they're not there anymore.
Rebecca, I hope I never lose you. You're such good company.
Thank you, Buster.
You know, Rebecca, I can't even imagine how hard it must be for these kids to lose somebody so close to them. Who would you talk to? Who would you play with? It makes me feel so sad.
No, Buster. You don't have to cry, because I have some very good news for these kids.
Yay!
Boys and girls, there's a verse that I want to share with you today that I hope will be an encouragement and a help to you in times where you feel discouraged or you feel lonely. In a time maybe when you lose a friend. Because the good news is this. There's a friend that will never leave. There's one who, even if your family and your friends and everyone else were to leave you, the Lord Jesus promises that if you're one of his people, that he will never leave you alone. This verse that I want to share with you is found in Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. It's actually the last words that the Lord Jesus said to his disciples before he ascended up into heaven. And it says, "And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world." Jesus was telling his disciples that no matter what would happen next, he would be with them. And if you're a believer, boys and girls, if you've asked Jesus into your heart, then this truth is one that you can hold on to as well. At any time, but especially when you're feeling lonely.
I smell a memory verse coming!
That's right. It's memory verse time. All right, boys and girls, let's start by reading the verse two times through together. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, "And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Let's try it again. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, "And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." That was pretty good. What do you think, Buster?
I think they were fantastic. I think you could do it louder.
I think so, too. I think they could be challenged a little more, hey? All right, we're going to put it up on the screen with a few blanks. I'm going to see how you do when the words aren't all there. Okay, let's try it again. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, "And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." All right, well, let's take a few more words away. Let's try it again. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, "And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Well, Buster, I think we'll give them one more chance, but this time, I think they don't need the words at all. What do you think?
Oh, I'm pretty nervous. I think they can do it, though. You guys can do it.
Okay, let's try it with just reference, okay? The Bible says in Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, "And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." That's right. You clap your hands for them. That was really well done.
Yes. I thought it was very, very good. Well done, kids. Rebecca, I'm going to miss you. I have to go.
Okay, bye. Buster. Thanks for coming by. See you next time.
Bye, guys.
So now that Buster's gone, I wonder if there's any examples in Scripture that you guys can think about where someone experienced loneliness or when someone lost friends. Take a moment and think it over. I'll give you a second to think. Hey, come on in, Daniel.
Hey, how are you, Rebecca?
Good, how are you?
Oh, hi, kids. How are you guys doing? Good to see you.
You've come at the exact right time.
I always do.
Yes, you do. Well, the boys and girls and I were just talking about loneliness.
Ah.
We're talking about how it feels whenever you lose friends or when you're left alone. I asked them if they could think of any examples in the Bible of someone who experienced that. Anything come to mind?
Yeah, there's definitely a bunch of people in the Scriptures who've lost friends or had people leave them. Actually, the best example I can think of is the greatest example of all, our Lord Jesus Christ. He lost a lot of people in his life who once were with him and then went away. He lost some followers who followed for quite a while and then left, his own disciples. And in fact, on the cross, the Bible tells us he was forsaken by his own Father, our Father in heaven. So yeah, Jesus has definitely felt a lot of loss, had a lot of loneliness in his life.
Yeah, that's right. Kids, there are actually three examples that we can share about when the Lord Jesus felt loneliness, whenever he had to be forsaken for a time by his friends and even by his Father.
Yep. One of the first ones is actually found in the book of John in chapter 6. It's basically talking about the time when Jesus had just finished performing miracles and feeding the 5,000. There were crowds and throngs of people around Jesus who had come for the free food and the free miracles. But Jesus sat them down and told them something that would change their lives forever. He said that he was the bread of heaven. He was the true vine. He was the only way, and that to believe in Jesus was to have eternal life. But that would mean they had to give up everything to follow Christ. For a lot of people, this was too much. You know, the miracles were great. The food was fantastic. Even having him around was a wonderful thing to have. But when it came to making that sacrifice, it was just too much for many of them. And the Bible actually says here in John 6, verses 66 and 67, "From that time, many of his disciples went back," meaning they just left, "and they walked no more with him." So Jesus had all these people coming with him, saying they loved him, they wanted to be around him, and all of a sudden, they all went away and never came back. At that point, Jesus looked at his own disciples, those 12 who had been there from the beginning, and he said, "Will ye also go away?" I think we've all been there before. When others have left or sad things have happened, sometimes you just want to know, those who are closest to you will still be there. And Jesus felt that too.
That's true. And in that moment, the disciples' response was, "No, of course not, Lord. Who could we go to? You have the words of eternal life." But it was some months later, the night that Jesus was betrayed by Judas Iscariot in the Garden of Gethsemane, whenever he was arrested by soldiers and he would later be taken to the cross, that's when the disciples did run away. Yeah. They did leave him because they were afraid. Now, Peter, he left and he sort of followed behind the crowd to keep his eye on what was going on. But even that night, three times he denied that he even knew the Lord. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 56, it says, "But all this was done that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. Then all the disciples forsook him and fled." So Jesus knew what it was like, not only for his enemies to be causing trouble for him, to feel distance from them, but also for the people closest to him, his very own 12 disciples. One of them betrayed him, and the other 11 ran away in fear.
And last of all, Jesus then was prosecuted and sentenced to die on a cross. And at that time, Jesus had no one around. There were no friends, there were no followers, it was just him and his Father. And at that time, Jesus was bearing the sins of everyone who would believe in him. Every single sin. Now, we all know that sin's a bad thing, right? Every time you lie, every time you curse or say something wrong or have even bad thoughts, that's a sin that Jesus had to die for, to pay the penalty for. And he bore every single one of those sins so that any believer can look and say that Jesus paid it all. But that wasn't a good thing or a beautiful thing in the eyes of the Father. It was a painful thing to see his own son bearing the weight and the sin and the guilt of everyone who would believe in him, to the point where the Bible tells us the Father couldn't even look anymore at the wickedness and awfulness of our sin on our Savior. In fact, the Bible tells us here in Matthew 27, verse 46, "And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" The rest of the Bible tells us why. It was for our sake, for our sins, that that beautiful, wonderful Savior, Jesus Christ, was for a moment the object of wrath, of derision, and of shame to the Father, whom he loved from the foundation of the earth. So in that moment, Jesus didn't have his friends. He didn't have his followers. He didn't even have his Father's love to keep him in that moment. He was all alone, and then he died.
Boys and girls, after the Lord Jesus gave up his life on the cross, he was taken down and he was buried in a tomb. But 3 days later, he rose from the grave. He didn't stay in that tomb. And that's our encouragement today. Today is Easter Sunday. It's the day when we specifically remember and celebrate our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He was victorious over death. He was victorious over the grave. And he has given us hope, because if you put your faith in him, then you can have your sins forgiven and you can have the hope of eternal life, because he lives now. And boys and girls, before he left this world, the last words he said to his disciples were those words of our memory verse today, found in Matthew 28, verse 20. "And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world." He was encouraging his people that no matter what would happen next, he would send his Spirit to be with them, that no matter what they faced, they would never be alone. And that's the encouragement that you and I can have as well. The Lord Jesus knows what you're going through. He knows how you feel. He knows what it's like to lose friends. He knows what it's like to feel alone, even if you're surrounded by people. And yet he gives you this hope today that if you are one of his people, he is always with you and you are never alone.
Amen. I guess the other side of this is something that's very hard to talk about, because I'm sure there's some among you listening today who don't know the Lord, who haven't come to give up your life like he asked his followers to do, to believe that he is the only Savior, the only way, the only life. And I wonder for you, if you realize that in those moments when you're all alone, yes, God is there watching over you, but He's watching with wrath. He's watching and knows that if you continue in this life you're living, the way you're going, that you'll be alone, away from the presence of God, away from His comfort and His peace and love in hell forever, if you don't turn around. In fact, the moments on earth that you have when you do feel lonely, you really are truly alone. And I really hope that that's none of you today. And I pray that you would consider this Jesus who was forsaken by His friends, His family, His followers, and even His Father for that moment on the cross, for the sake of anyone who would believe in Him. Think about Him. Think about how wonderful He is, that He would do this for anyone who would believe in Him. And that even now, if you come to Jesus, you'll have that friend who's so close and so kind, who watches over you with love and compassion. A friend who will be your comfort in the loneliest moments of your life. Because there is really and truly no friend like the lowly Jesus.
That's right. Makes me think of a hymn that I think we should sing right now with the kids. The hymn is called, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Mm. It's a beautiful one. I think you've heard it before. The words are going to come up on the screen. You'll hear some singing behind it. I want you to sing along to the best that you can and to the Lord's praise. Let's all sing together.
Awesome.
That was great singing, boys and girls. And now, Daniel, would you mind closing us off in prayer?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for the sacrifices that You've allowed Your Son, Jesus Christ, to go through for our sake, that He was indeed forsaken by men. But Father, when He died, He bore our sins away, every single one of them. And He rose again victorious, showing that He was well approved by You, Father. He was the perfect sacrifice, and that anyone who believes in Him would have eternal life. And Heavenly Father, we pray in Jesus' name that anyone listening today who hasn't given their life to You would do so, would give their life in complete sacrifice to the One who's worthy of every sacrifice, our Lord Jesus, that He would have all the glory in every home that hears this message, and that, Lord, You would save souls today. We commit everyone unto You, Lord God, and pray that for those who struggle with loneliness, or who feel alone, or their friends have left them or let them down, that they would find comfort and joy in the One who is there, who is closer than a brother, our Lord and Savior, in whose name we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I want to thank you, boys and girls, for joining us today. We hope you have a blessed Easter Sunday, and we hope that you join us next time.
behind the wall.